in case there's stuff you want to describe to me as we look through this.
I'm not sure whether any of this would be not good, but I remember there was some problems there.
Okay.
You probably have found that. That's the S1B with the 8 H1 engines clustered in there.
I think I've seen that one.
The piggyback of the turbo machinery onto the thrust chamber. That was the big change, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Now, this is an H1 test?
Yeah, that's an H1. I think that's out of San Cesano.
Yes, it looks that way. There's another one.
That's for B stage with a single J2 engine.
That always kind of amazed me. That was a big stage, but just one engine power that thing. Obviously, they felt it was adequate, and it was proved to
be. Well, it didn't have to...
It was in space, so I guess...
It was in space, exactly.
Didn't have to overcome gravity, just mass.
Exactly. It didn't have to overcome much in the aerodynamics area, the drag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. S2.
I kept some of this stuff at home because occasionally I get asked to give a talk to a group, and I just needed to be able to refresh my memory on things.
Sure. That's such a neat thing, too. It's such a clean burning engine.
Mm-hmm. And right. You look right through the flame.
Yeah.
Sure you have all of this stuff.
This I'm familiar with. I'm wondering if there's anything unique here. Yeah, I've got something similar to that. Now these numbers here, you know what they mean? The IND or what the source of them would be?
Photo Lab might be able to help you, Marshall. I don't know.
Okay, I'll talk with when I talk with Mike Wright tomorrow. I'll see that.
See, and we took the H1 philosophy of mounting the turbo machinery onto the engine, and we put that on the F1. Mm-hmm. See, these are the high pressure lines. I'm talking
yes,
about the rigid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But through here, we have to have our low pressure lines coming down from the tank.
Right, and that had the flux coupler, flux couplers. What were they made of?
I'm not sure what material is it, but they had to be in the steel area. Oh, here were all the engines that we had in the project.
Oh, yeah, and the
office.
C1. So smaller guy's holding it.
He's holding it in his hand. L10, H1, J2. So I had my time on each of these in some respect. Of course, most of my career was built on that engine.
Sure.
Now here's the F1 test stand 1B at Edwards Air Force Base. This is the two-position stand. There's another one on the other side of this.
I see. Okay.
Now this is the single-engine firing in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a picture of that one. Ah, see, there's the insulation.
The insulation.
That would be. See, I'm trying to find that photo and.
Want to borrow it?
Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I've got a scanner. What I can do is I can scan this photo into my computer and then I can send it back to you if you're okay with it.
Sure.
Okay, that's great.
It's on the inside of the
computer. This one I've got an excellent picture of this. But this one I have not come across, and this is an excellent close-up. So that would be good to include. I'll be sure to do that, and I'll get it back to you within the week.
Not a problem. No rush.
Okay.
Just want it back.
Oh, that's an interesting view.
That's the one I read with Jeff West.
They recently refurbished these big test stands out, or at least one of them. Ooh, look at that. That's a good one. That's a real good one.
That's a 16.
Okay.
Did you have that?
I was hoping. I'm going to tell you a secret. when I was at the history office there, I came across a document that had this picture, this is the assembly line at Tanoga Park. And I said, gosh, where am I going to find these pictures?
You want this one too?
If it's no problem?
No problem.
Okay.
If someone calls upon me to give a presentation, I will immediately call you and say, ship them back.
Yeah, FedEx them. Oh, that's marvelous. It even has the original, it's got a little descriptive thing on it.
I think so.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Because I've got... This was reproduced in an article and gives a description of what it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Look at that. That's terrific. That's great. Thank you.
It almost looks like a regular assembly line, doesn't
it? Yeah. With their official Rocketdyne lab coats on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the RL-10. Now that one I do have.
You have that one.
Mm-hmm.
RL-10.
Now, which injector is that? Which is
it?
Okay.
Okay.
You got a couple of awards because of your involvement in this program, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I came across that just recently. And, was it a distinguished service medal or?
Come on into my office. I apologize.